Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lenten theme for this year, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Words from John the Baptist. And John had a very important job to do. Pointing. Now, we may not imagine that pointing is all that important. We point at stuff all the time. I can point anywhere in this room. It's really easy to do. And in fact, we actually teach children that it's rude to point. But this is what John does. He points. It is why God sent him, and indeed, it is a great privilege to be pointing John. John the Baptist is the last and the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, and he points to Jesus. But not just any Jesus. He points to the bloody, gory, crucified Jesus on the cross. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John is not ashamed to preach the gospel. He's not ashamed to point directly to the Savior of the world, who comes to cleanse and wash and save his people from their sin. And so John's whole ministry is designed to take the spotlight off of himself as prophet and put it squarely on Jesus as Messiah, as Jesus as Savior. John must decrease and become less. Jesus, however, must increase and become greater. John is nothing. Jesus is everything. And so with his outstretched finger and his prophetic mouth, John proclaims the good news that Jesus is the Savior of sinners. The whole world, you and me included, that man Jesus who hangs dead on the cross is God for you. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And the truth is that we must take a page out of John's book. We must be the same person who points to Jesus Christ. And what's even more is that we must decrease, that is, become less. That way Jesus can increase and become greater. And the number one way that we can become less and Jesus can become greater is if we repent. There is no better way than admitting that we are poor, miserable sinners. Sinners who are in desperate need of a Savior. Tonight is that night. It's the night of repentance. It's a time to repent. It's a time to live in and from your baptism. Because here's the truth for you directly from God's Word. Surely I was sinful at birth. Sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Against you, you only, Lord, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. All we have known for our entire lives is how to sin. From birth, even from conception, we have never known what it's like to be perfect, to be without sin. And so even when we think we are being the most faithful, we still haven't gotten rid of it. We still haven't escaped it. This is the truth about you. It's the truth about me. It's the truth for all of humanity. And here's the scary part, because people, they choose to exclude themselves from this truth. On purpose. Well, I'm not a sinner. And the moment that confession comes across somebody's mouth, they have deliberately excluded themselves from the salvation job that Jesus comes to do. From the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus died only for sinners. And so if you don't believe that you're a sinner, then you have no use for hanging on the cross of Jesus. You've bought yourself a one-way ticket to hell. And so within this little, tiny, short sermon of John, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we also hear these words. Be reconciled to God. Is he recognizing our sin? We know that our sin, it prevents us from being with God. Instead, our sin, it separates us as far as the east is from the west from our God. It prevents us from being holy people. It gets in the way of God delivering blessings to you. And so Jesus comes to reconcile us. Jesus comes to take away that sin that gets between us and God, and he does away with it. He makes us holy. He eliminates the sin, clearing out all of our debt. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and not counting your sins against you. You're a sinner, it's true. But the good news is that God isn't going to hold that sin against you. You don't need to hold on to it. Give it away. Confess it. Repent of it. And hear that you are forgiven. Now is the time. Tonight is the night. Now is the day of salvation. I stand here like John, pointing you to Christ, preaching Christ to you, because Christ has sent me here just for that task, to make an appeal. Receive God's grace. Receive his forgiveness. Receive his favor in Jesus Christ today. And believe that Jesus really is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How does he do it? God made him who knew no sin, Jesus, who never sinned once, not even once in his entire life, God made him to be sin. And our minds immediately think to ourselves, how can that be? Right? We all know Jesus is an upsinning guy. Jesus is holy. Jesus didn't sin. Jesus and sin, they don't go together. They don't fit. They're like two puzzle pieces that are mismatched. Of all the atrocious things that are happening in this world, all of the sin that runs rampant, Jesus is the same as that? Yes. We really don't want to associate Jesus with sin. We don't want to say that Jesus is the biggest offender of sexual misconduct the world has ever seen. But it's true. Jesus is the worst serial killer of all time, the greatest murderer. All of the wars in the world, the reason they exist is because of Jesus. Jesus is hate. It's right here in God's word. God made Jesus to be sin. And so think of the worst possible sin you could ever imagine in your mind right now. That's Jesus. Can God really be God if he's sin? Yeah. The truth is, our Christian minds, they don't like it. They don't like to associate Jesus with sin. But don't fall into the trap of trying to untangle what God has put together. Even if you could, you would simply be left here tonight trying to find another way to get rid of your sin. It's much better just to take this one as it is. God the Father made holy, sinless Jesus to be sin. Because he takes on all of your sin. And he takes on all of my sin. And he takes on all of the sin of the world. And he carries it straight to the cross. And on the cross, he answers for all of that sin in his body. And as Jesus is hanging there from the cross, John the Baptist points to him and preaches about him even before that moment in time. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. You know, a famous theologian that I'm sure you guys are all very familiar with. He said that Jesus hanging on the tree is sinner of sinners. He is the highest, he is the greatest, and in fact, he is the only sinner. Because the sin of the world now belongs to Jesus. He answered for it. He was damned with it. And as much as we like to think that our sin is something awful, he willingly accepts it. And he trades you for it. In its place, you receive holiness. In place of your sin, God gives you righteousness and innocence and blessedness. Put it simply, God forgives you. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. And there's no sin any longer to count against you. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your sin in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.